launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on our site, and if you like the show, there are a variety of different ways you can help support us. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. One of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So I teased earlier that we had this Irish town to talk about that has legalized DUI. And then coming up, Julia is going to clue us in on this Bloomberg character in New York City and some of the nonsense that he continues to be up to. We've got actually a few different stories surrounding his little tyrant. His bans that he likes to put into place. And we'll share those with you. But it's nice to see at least one place rolling back some laws that have really contributed to the ruining of a lot of people's lives. I mean, if you know anybody that's ever had a DUI before, you probably know people that have had more than one. Because usually somebody who gets a DUI, at least in my experience, the people I've known that have had DUIs have had more than one. Because getting arrested for driving while drunk doesn't necessarily stop that behavior. In fact, what it could do is it could make you more depressed. I mean, it's certainly true that people who are depressed can drink alcohol to try to deal with their depression, which, of course, just makes the problem worse.
It's likely to medicate themselves, right?
Yeah, it's not really going to help them in the long run. It's alcohol is a depressant, so it's, you know, it's pretty much going to make things worse for you if your life is bad and you start drinking, or if your life is bad and then the police then arrest you, throw you in the court system, take away your ability to drive, and therefore your ability to make as much money, perhaps, because you can't get to the job that you used to go to because now you've got to walk or take a cab or whatever. It means you're paying more money into the system. I know a good friend of mine that I've known for a long time just got a DUI down in Florida. I went to court with him when I was down there, so I guess I know a little bit about this system, and he's not the only person I've ever known that's been thrown into it. But, you know, you go to court, they, of course, offer you the plea deal. Most of them will take the plea deal, which there's certain mandatory minimums they have to assign you, so you've got to get the interlock system. That's where you blow into a tube of some sort in order to be able to start your car. And, of course, it costs money to install said interlock system. In a lot of places, just taking the plea deal comes along with a fine. So not just a fine, but court costs. In this case, it was about $300-something just for court costs. Plus, he's going to owe $1,000 in a fine as well. In addition to that, there are a number of other things involved. There was like a 10-day impoundment of his car where you don't actually have to take the car into a lot. They'll actually send somebody out and they'll put a club on your car. And so you can actually impound your own car while it's in your own driveway. I guess that's
you don't impound it. They impound your own your car while it's in your driveway.
Correct. They'll come out. They put a club on your steering wheel.
Is it 10 consecutive days? The government's really funny
about
these things. I mean, they could very well just impound your car on your weekend.
I'm not sure about that. There was probation involved as well, which means you've got to pay the probation office. So, you know, it's a pretty expensive task.
Yeah, I'm sure it varies from state to state, but in the person that I know that got a DUI, that it really affected her life. In addition to those things that you just described, she also had to pay to go to some sort of class. She had to pay to get drug tested on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
She had to, she couldn't keep alcohol in her house, not even cooking wine, and the probation officer was free to come into the house
anytime,
and she had roommates, so they weren't allowed to keep it either. And she worked at a bar where she made the majority of her money, and they made her quit her job.
Your roommates can't, as I understand it, can't have alcohol even in their own fridge.
No. And you can't leave the county. In Florida, you can't leave the county if you're on probation.
Wow.
So, like, and where we lived, we happened to be literally, like, 100 feet away from the county line, so she couldn't go one direction down the road.
This is really rather common in Florida, where it's built up along the coast lines, and, you know, where Ian and I are from, it's essentially one city from north of the bay, like Newport Richie, all the way down to Venice or Inglewood.
It's huge.
Or Port Charlotte. I don't know. It just keeps going. It's essentially one municipality. Not a municipality. That's the wrong term. The one metropolitan area the whole way.
I never knew what sprawl was until I moved out of Florida and moved to New England, where in, you know, up, at least here in New Hampshire, the towns are very compressed. They're, you know, they're very centrally located, mm-hmm. and, you know, things get less and less populated as you move out from the town center. But like you're saying, in our area of Florida, it's just nonstop or, you know, suburban sprawl of shopping centers popping up everywhere. Now it's even more sprawled than it's ever been. There's new shopping centers in places they weren't before. I hadn't been there in 6 years, and all kinds of big box stores popping up, and it just never ends. So that's going to really make somebody's life worse. I mean, they were already obviously had something going on, and of course, it could have just been an accident, too. You know, maybe they're not an alcoholic. Maybe it's just somebody who had one too many drinks at the bar and drove home while being a little bit buzzed, and they blew over the limit. So, you know, well, DUIs can run from absolutely ridiculous, that person shouldn't have gotten in trouble, all the way up to, yeah, take that guy off the road.
So, right, and absolutely. It could totally be that, and I don't want to seem like I have any sympathy for the person who's, you know, swerving all over the place and just so drunk that they don't belong on the road. But
I feel like if you can walk in a straight line, if you're not stumbling, you can drive in a straight, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like once you cross the line into stumbling, you've started to lose your motor control and maybe you probably shouldn't be driving.
Well, you see, the difficulty for me comes in, you know, if there's an accident and somebody's harmed in that accident, or maybe even, you know, God forbid, somebody's killed in that accident.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's difficult to feel good about somebody who's been participating in recreational drug use before that accident. And I don't really care what the drug is. It's just, you know, I mean, accidents happen to everybody. And if you're stone cold sober, you could be hung over the next day. You know, it's really yep. difficult to sort of appeal to this emotional thing that I certainly feel, which is that, look, if you're in any way dulled by any kind of recreational drug, and frankly, even, you know, any drug
what
at
about
all.
Lack of sleep.
Right, I don't like that either, but it's difficult to prove. Do you understand how drugs, what I'm trying to point out is that drugs have a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And it may or may not be a logical stigma, but it's a stigma nonetheless, and I feel it.
I think there was an article that came out this past year, and it was about how new mothers are actually more dangerous on the road than drunk people.
Why is that?
Because they're exhausted.
Yeah, they are exhausted.
As a new mother, as in, like,
you
they've
have
had
a newborn
the baby,
baby
and they're just staying up late taking
yeah,
care of the baby.
Yeah, because you have to feed the baby every right. couple hours. They don't sleep through the night. I mean, as a new mother, you are just chronically exhausted in a
yeah.
way that you have never felt before.
Yeah, I don't think my wife drove for a couple of months.
So the proposal here in Ireland, this is an Irish town, is to actually legalize, and they're apparently doing this.
You're not going to try to pronounce it in some dumb accent?
I wouldn't know how to pronounce that. Kilgarvan passed a law this winter that allows members of its community to drink and drive. This is according to NBCNewYork.com. And proposed by a local pub owner and politician, Danny Healy Ray, the motion allows
Danny's
people
drunk.
Who live in country areas to have a few beers before they drive home. Healy Ray told the New York Times he thinks the measure will help preserve pub culture, lower the risk of suicide, and attack isolation in the small town.
I don't know what that means, but okay. So I would like to point out that to some extent, this has been created, the problem of drunk driving, we didn't mention this, has been created by zoning laws. The laws that we have in this country prevent there from being the pub on every corner, as it mm-hmm. were. And this is what Healy's talking about, is that it brings people together and in these pubs, you know, to talk and drink and have a good old time or whatever it is they do. So with the zoning laws saying that, you know, the bars have to be in this district and down this street and that kind of thing, essentially you've got to drive your car. If you're within walking distance of a bar down the street, I mean, even if it was a good little walk, that's what you do. Because everybody knows that it's a little bit, they don't want to subject themselves to these drunk driving laws, but the drunk driving laws are like sort of twofold. Drink at home or get a DUI at some point.
Pretty much. Now,
you know, when I've had a couple drinks, and I don't drink excessively and drive, but when I have a couple drinks and I feel like I could potentially be on the border of the legal limit, I drive more carefully than I would sober. Like, I'm really paying attention. I'm not touching my phone and doing things that I would be doing sober.
But you don't know what that number is. I mean, it's just, it's impossible to know what, you know, what most folks don't know. They don't
have you can buy a breathalyzer.
Yeah, I have a nice breathalyzer, so.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. More about this story coming up here in a moment. DUI legalized. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at 16:10:50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.87, $8.25.44 for a half ounce, or $4.12.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.87, $8.25.44 and $4.12.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. What if DUI were legalized? How would that change the society around you? 855-450-FREE. Because right now, there are a lot of people who, in my opinion, They don't deserve to have being done to them what's being done.
I think the one-size-fits-all nature of DUIs in this country is not so great. I also think that oftentimes there's incentives. I mean, MAD gives gold watches to police officers who get DUIs, and there's all kinds of accolades. They make money for the department, that kind of thing. And that's not the incentive that they should be having, because police officers know that there's something called residual mouth alcohol, that if somebody burps, they shouldn't be given a breathalyzer test for 15 minutes. And if the individual doesn't know this information, if they're not told all this information, if they're not told to rinse their mouth out with water before they do the test, if there's all kinds of things that, you know, need to be done in order to get a fair test. So I think there's all kinds of complications around this.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are just having their lives ruined, I think, in a lot of cases.
Well, really, is there a 100% effective way to tell blood alcohol level without taking your blood?
I don't. 100% is a funny number, right? I mean, I don't think so.
No, I mean the friend of mine who got convicted recently was pled guilty of DUI, was facing a decision in which he could wait, he could like continue the case and join a class action lawsuit against the department, the police department, for the. The testing machine that they were using. There was something in the news, actually, when I was down there about this, how this company is being sued because their machine is apparently not accurate. Or, you know, there's something wrong with it. I did not read deeply into this story, but this is what I was understanding from what my friend was telling me. The lawyer that he was operating with was basically saying, well, we can, you know, go through with this plea deal today, or you can hire me to go through with this other thing, and we'll put you on the list of clients for this case.
But it ain't going to be cheap, son.
Right. If they turn over the DUI machine, you know, if the case is thrown out or whatever, excuse me, if the DUI machine is thrown out in the case, if the judges say, yep, looks like you're right in this suit, this DUI machine here is inaccurate, we're going to have to invalidate all these people's DUIs because the evidence is shoddy, then you could, in theory, not have to face the DUI.
But it's going to cost you money.
Right, but it's going to cost you another $2,000. So he ended up deciding to just take the plea deal and call it a day, which is, of course, what most people do because that's the most attractive option because you don't want to keep going through the court system. But just as an example of, right, this is the DUI machine that likely the Sarasota County government paid a boatload of money for because governments don't just buy cheap stuff. They've got a bunch of your money and they're going
to
spend it.
They don't even get the option to buy cheap stuff.
And yet here you go. There's a suit against this company for making a shoddy product that doesn't actually do what it was supposed to do correctly. So you've got people who are having their lives ruined because the police aren't coming at it from the right perspective. They're not coming at it from a perspective of compassion for the people they're dealing with. If somebody's driving drunk, there's probably something, you know, there's a good chance something's wrong in that person's life. You know, maybe they just, you know, lost their loved
one. They're not counselors, Ian.
Or lost their job. I'm not telling them to be counselors. I'm just saying let's come at it from a compassionate perspective and give somebody a ride home instead of a ride to a jail cell. How about that?
I think that the idea is just to be a deterrent for somebody, you know, driving drunk. Let's tell you what. What the hell works? Why don't you tell me the story that that you've been promoing for a while here? I'd love to find out what is working.
Yeah, well,
have DUI rates gone up? Does anyone know what the statistics are on that?
I don't know what the statistics are.
Because I'd be curious to know what they are compared to, because when you talk to older people, they'll tell you that the way it used to be was the cop would offer to drive you home. Now, that's just based on what people say. Maybe it's not accurate, but I'd be interested to know what the difference is between DUIs back then and DUIs currently. Have the stricter laws made them go down or up?
That's an excellent question, and if anyone knows the answer,
please. I would think they would have gone up. It would be my guess.
You think they would have gone up since they've been stricter enforced?
No, that because of the stricter enforcement that you're seeing, people, you know, they're getting more convictions.
Right. That's a good point, because would they record the information, Julia, if it were 1950 and you were driving and the local, sheriff pulled you over and then took you home? Would that have been recorded in any meaningful way that could be actually looked at? So would there even be a statistic that would be useful?
I don't know.
Yeah, that might be a problem. If we were to be able to really dig into that, that might be a problem we would encounter. So all I know is my friend is not stupid, okay, and he knows DUI laws exist. He's known people who's gotten DUIs who've received DUIs in their life, and he also received a DUI. So all of the enforcement, all of the fear out there surrounding DUI, this idea that enforcement is supposed to lower the rates of DUI, it didn't stop him from getting one. And it hasn't stopped all of the people that you've known who've had DUIs from getting them either. So I like the old way that Julia is suggesting here, that let's offer somebody a ride home. Or in this case, in Kilgarvan, Ireland, let them just drive home. According to the New York Times, nestled in the shadow of the picturesque southern mountain range, McGillicuddy's Reeks, home to Ireland's three highest peaks, Kilgarvan is a little more than a blink and you miss it blip on the busy road between the tourist towns of Killarney and Kenmare. A single street, straggle of houses, a shop, two bars, a church, and a graveyard.
You got a church. they've got one shop and two bars.
That's right. But it became the center of an international media frenzy this winter when the local council voted to legalize drunken driving. That's the way it was portrayed, at least. But the Kerry County Council actually did was to pass a motion calling for people who live in country areas to be allowed to have a few beers before driving home. The measure was proposed by a local pub owner and politician, Danny Healy Ray, with an idea of addressing two issues at once: the decline of pub culture and the isolation of rural life, particularly for older residents. Mr. Healy Ray's motion called on the Minister for Justice to allow the police the discretion to, quote, issue permits to people living in rural isolated areas and to allow them to drive home from their nearest pub after having two or three drinks on little used roads driving at very low speeds. He argued this would help combat isolation and even lower the risk of suicide. And it's the suggestion that the guy, I think it was, his name's Mark, over at the Lou Rockwell blog, had suggested once or twice in the past, that if you let someone drive while drunk, maybe they would be more willing to drive slowly in the right-hand lane so everyone knew that something was wrong with this, you know, person. Drive 5 or 10 miles an hour. Odds are good, if you're going that slow, there's not too much damage you could do. You couldn't really lose control of the car in any meaningful way, and you just might make it home in one piece.
Well, the real problem is that the way that the laws are set up right now, they're so one size fits all, and there is no common sense used at all. I mean, you could pull somebody out of a car who could be so drunk they can't stand up or speak, and yes, that person should not be driving. You should not allow that person to get back in the car. That makes a little bit more sense. But to me, like, 0.09 can be pretty sober for a lot of people in a lot of situations.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. More what's going on in Ireland, and again, share what you think. Is this possible to legalize DUI? What would happen?
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. What if DUI were legalized where you live? What if somebody who had some drinks at the bar was able to drive home at, 15 miles an hour, and that were completely legal? That's what they're doing in one Irish town, and we'll tell you more about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can connect with us at username lrn.fm.
What if I told you you could buy major brand electronics for bitcoins? People are always saying, bitcoins, they're just an internet phenomenon. It's not like you can buy anything with them. Well, yeah, you can. You can go to bitcoinstore.com and purchase name brand electronics, consumer electronics, more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment with a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And just go and take a look. Compare them to the other places on the internet that sell these items. And I think you'll find that bitcoinstore.com is lower. It's the easiest way to convert your bitcoins into real-world items. It's at bitcoinstore.com.
I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. I mean, people are getting really good deals here.
Yeah, they're really great deals. And the way that they're doing it is essentially the guy who set it up wants people to have a place to spend bitcoins so that people can't say that, well, you can't spend bitcoins anywhere.
Well, I think the real brilliance of the Bitcoin store is that, and for people that don't know, Bitcoin's a decentralized internet currency that is now the most valuable alternative currency, if not the most valuable currency of all currencies in the world. It's what, $75 right now? $76?
Per,
as high
per
as
unit.
$78 today for one Bitcoin. I think the real brilliance of this is having a store that sells the same stuff that you can get at like a Newegg or an Amazon or something like that in a lot of cases. But obviously not everything. Amazon's got millions of items. These guys have, less than a million. But I went and I typed in a tripod bag on bitcoinstore.com, and one came up, and it looks like a good one. So I went ahead and ordered it, and I did some checking around online, too, to see if it really was the best price, and it was the best price that I could find. But the real brilliance, I think, is that it overcomes, I think it's Gresham's Law, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but Gresham's Law is the law that states that good money bad money is spent before good, basically, right?
So, right.
So, you know, if I've got a bunch of Bitcoin and I've got a bunch of dollars and the Bitcoins are appreciating and the dollars are depreciating, which one, given the relative same price of a product in Bitcoin and dollars, will I spend? Which currency will I feel better about parting with? Of course, I'm going to get rid of the dollars.
Right, dollars are depreciating. Get rid of those things.
So
move them.
Why would I want to spend bitcoins on stuff when I can just spend the dollars on the stuff? So the answer to that question is you would spend the bitcoins if it costs you less in bitcoins than it would dollars.
It certainly helps.
Right? So that's my intention here, or that's what I think is the, you know, really the smart idea. Because otherwise I might have just, you know, if it were the same price for the bitcoins, or if it were a couple bucks more for the bitcoins to buy the tripod bag, I might have just decided, you know, that's not worth the effort. I don't want to get rid of any of my bitcoins. But in this case, I said, hey, I'm going to save $5. So I'm going to go with the bitcoins. Anyway, bitcoinstore.com, I was impressed with the selection. I didn't expect, I thought it was going to be all computer parts, but there's way more than that at Bitcoin Store. They've got all kinds of categories there. So, drinking and driving, according to NBC New York, also the New York Times, they have legalized it in a small town called Kilgarvin in Ireland, where the proponent, Mr. Danny Healy Ray, who is a pub owner and politician, there are two pubs in town. He owns one of them. He proposed this because he wants people from rural areas to be able to drive home after they've had a few drinks and maybe do it at very low speeds. His rivals, however, say it was an empty populist stunt. But the fact that it passed at all and is even widely regarded as a potential vote winner speaks volumes for the complex hold that alcohol still has in many facets of Irish life. How much could be seen early on at a recent Saturday afternoon here, as some of the local lads were enjoying a pint in the Healy Ray family pub. To a man, they supported the motion. Most were willing to talk about it only anonymously, however. Irish rural bars can be loquacious places, where the lubricant of drink encourages flowing talk, but there also tends to be an inherent suspicion of intrusive outsiders. John, a retired construction worker who spent most of his life working in England, never remarried after the death of his wife more than 30 years ago. His adult children reside in England, and he is on his own most of the year. He describes the pub as a great excuse to get out of the house. I wouldn't drink every day or anything like that, he says, but it does give me a lift to have a couple of pints and maybe bump into some friends and hear what's happening in the world, he said. He would have no qualms about driving from the pub after a couple of pints, aside from a fear of being caught and facing the loss of his license, which he describes as his lifeline. As it's too far to walk, he relies on a teetotaling neighbor to take him to the pub and home again. Many bars in Ireland were modernized and upgraded during the Celtic Tiger years to make them more female-friendly and to attract younger customers. But the Healy Ray was definitely not among them. The low laminate counter, the cold flagstone floor, and the four-legged metal high stools are all throwbacks to a time when such places were male preserves. Since the drinking motion was passed, the pub has hosted film crews from across Europe and beyond, and Mr. Healy Ray continues to stand his ground despite an avalanche of criticism from government politicians, the road safety authorities, and the many people who have lost loved ones to drunken drivers. He said in a much-practiced response, quote, I'm not advocating on behalf of the kind of individuals who cause accidents on our roads. I'm talking about mainly elderly people who live in very remote places, who come to town to get a bit of shopping, enjoy a couple of pints, and chat with a friend, and then drive home at less than 30 miles an hour. These are not the ones causing accidents. What is the alternative for
them? That's an interesting point. So he's claiming that you can be as hammered as you want, as long as you can stay in your lane and drive less than 30 miles an hour. Is that the idea?
Why not? I mean, they're all saying a few pints here. They're all like kind of hovering around this mystical number of whatever that is, three.
A pint is more than what you normally get here at a bar, right?
Right.
I mean,
about
a pint glass
pints,
is much bigger.
22 ounces or something like that for an imperial pint.
It's, so, three
so that's
pints.
Like one of those big old bottles. That's like the humongous beer bottle thing.
No, that's I don't know.
There's like a regular beer bottle that's 12 ounces. So there's the one bottle that's way bigger than a regular one.
You're talking about the Fody?
You've got them, the double bag.
Those are 22 ounces.
Okay.
But I've got a pint glass in my cabinet, and it's considerably larger than the regular tall glasses that you
Okay. have. So after a few of those, then, somebody
You'd
could be a little tipsy.
Pretty drunk.
Yeah.
However, an imperial pint is divided into 20 imperial fluid ounces, whereas 16 U.S. fluid ounces, there are 16 U.S. fluid ounces to the U.S. liquid pint, making the imperial ounce slightly smaller than the U.S. fluid ounce. Oh, boy.
So is that saying that 20 imperial fluid ounces is equivalent to 16 U.S. fluid ounces?
I don't think it said that, no.
Okay. Well, if you know more about this, please feel free, 855-450-FREE. But the advocate here is saying that as long as they're going home less than 30 miles an hour, what's the big deal? He says, what is the alternative for them where no other public or other transport is available? Staying at home, lonely, staring at the four walls?
So apparently it's an imperial pint is, thank goodness for Google and their little conversion tool here, is 1.2 U.S. pints.
Okay.
So there you go. It's bigger, but not tremendously bigger or anything like that. So it's 1.2. And I don't care what they're talking about as far as numbers, because, you know, what's a few pints mean? I mean, the law enforcement officer isn't going to be able to trust the person to ask, well, I had a few pints.
Sure.
You know, what does that mean? So, you know, there has to be something.
A few is more than two, right? Because a couple is two.
Yeah, but
that's correct.
But the drunk person lies. So it doesn't matter to me the few pints number.
A few is typically three, right? And then several becomes like four or five?
I think a few is three or four.
Several's five and up?
But I have read here, and, you know, it really just depends on how it's used in the sentence.
Yeah, well, if somebody is given one of these permits to drive drunk, basically, by the police, then they will be able to be pretty drunk as long as they're not, you know, getting out of their lane or whatever.
I think it's interesting if you say that the person has to be below the – this would be an interesting rule, and I'd be interested to hear what would happen, is if you know, a person must be going below the you know, 30 miles an hour, they must be staying in their lane, and, of course, they're certainly responsible for any damages that they cause. It's interesting to think about.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
And they're not allowed in the interstate.
As you might be figuring, people are pretty upset about this. Here in a moment to return, and you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our website. We give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You can do your shopping over at Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, if you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, then Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking for, odds are good Amazon sells it. They even sell food over there at Amazon. And you can go, again, to shop.freetalklive.com and hook yourself up, get the stuff you need, get the same great Amazon prices you're used to, and do it all for cheap because it's Amazon. Shop.freetalklive.com.
We had just been talking about Bitcoins, and we're going to be out at the Bitcoin 2013, the Future of Payments Conference in San Jose.
You and I are going, and I heard rumor Julia might attend, but I'm not sure about that.
I might.
Really?
Well, wow. You know what? One of my favorite people in the world moved to San Jose recently, so I can use that as an excuse to see her.
There you go. Well, this will be our first remote on the West Coast. We're very excited about it, and I'm very excited about Bitcoins, too. I think that 2013 is the year of the Bitcoin. I think that so many fortunes are going to be made and lost in Bitcoins this year. So if you're into Bitcoins, if you like the idea, this is the place to be. It's worth the travel to go there, because I think that there's going to be lots of networking opportunities. People from Coinbase, NerdTribe, Facebook will all be speaking, signaling the future for Bitcoins. There'll be education, networking, and opportunities never imagined. There for the bold, not for people sitting at home. For people to go. So seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. How would you feel if the city council or county commission in your area decided, you know, we're going to go ahead and legalize DUI. We'll make it totally legal for you to drive home as long as you're driving in the right lane and you're doing below the speed limit. You know, if you're doing a safe amount of speed, you know, 30 miles per hour or less, we're going to leave you alone unless you're doing something particularly dangerous that is putting other human beings in danger. And that's what's going on over in one town in Ireland called Kilgarvan. And it is just one of those places you drive through, you blink, and you miss it. It's got two bars, a church, and a graveyard, and a handful of houses. And they're saying that this needs to be legal because there's all these older people out in the woods who they need to be able to come into town and enjoy some drinks with some friends and not have to worry about being pulled over and having their lives ruined by the police for simply trying to go home after having a few pints, as they describe it here. A fellow Kerry County Council member, Teresa Ferris, was absent when the measure passed because her child was ill, said she was stunned when she heard the result, and fears that the council is now regarded as a laughingstock. She also believes...
And I think that this is, you know, this is an interesting part of it. She didn't say that she thought it was going to be dangerous. She thought that it was sort of ludicrous. And I think that there are a few people in this world that you can get away with hating on. Like, you could really just kind of get away with hating on so anybody who had the DUI. Now, let's not consider that there are, if everybody listening to the sound of my voice is honest with themselves, there's likely a majority of the audience has, you know, been guilty of a DUI at some point or another. But it's
whether you knew it or not.
Right. But it's okay to hate on people who have DUIs.
Oh, they're bad. They could kill children.
That's,
well, plenty of people drive drunk every day, and no one gets hurt.
Well, I would imagine most people are driving after 10 p.m. also, and how many people have their kids out at that time of night?
True.
Well, that's another good point, is that there's a lot less people on the road when most people are driving drunk.
That's true, but there are also drunks during the daytime, and I think a lot of people forget about that.
Sure, but I don't think they get caught as often, because I think the cops look for it more at night.
I think that's absolutely true. And there's more cars, so, and there's plenty of bad behavior on the roads without being drunk, so the cops have more to pay attention to as well. Anyway, so this lady says she thinks that the town's a laughingstock. She believes, however, rural isolation is a serious issue, which is the proponent is saying this could help with that by encouraging people to come into town and drink at his bar rather than to drink home alone. She says that has been...
No, certainly there's some self-preservation in this, and I wouldn't disagree with that at all.
She says it's been obscured by promoting drunken driving as part of the solution. She says, quote, "Never in my wildest imaginations did I think it would ever be passed. This is not the way to address this problem. Some in an older generation who are used to having a few pints and driving home may still think it acceptable, and they may be lost to us. But we have to break the link between socializing and drinking for the generations following." Does Bishop...
Now that just sounds nuts to me. I mean, which one of these sounds makes more sense? That you let somebody drive home at 30 miles an hour in the right-hand lane as long as they stay in their lane? Or that we're going to break the link between alcohol and socializing for the next generation? Which one of those things makes less sense?
I mean, she's suggesting let's throw grandmother in jail to teach the kids a lesson here, right?
I guess that's what she's saying. It sounds like a ludicrous plan to try to do. I mean, you know, the government created this problem in the first place, and I've outlined how they did it. They changed the zoning laws so there isn't the local pub. Now, this is out. What they're addressing here is country people, and I think that that's relevant. But they created this problem by and large by making it so the bars are far from people's houses when they didn't used to be. They used to be called pubs, were public houses, and they were close to other people's houses. So it was a public house right in the neighborhood generally, so people could walk home. And the government's created this drunk driving epidemic, and now it's your fault.
But didn't you pull up some kind of statistics, Mark?
Yeah, I was looking at, I had some statistics on California DUI arrests, and in fact, DUI arrests since 1991, though, the only numbers I could find,
yeah.
And DUI was in full swing back in the 80s, arrests, so I don't know, but DUI arrests have been diminishing precipitously.
Why?
I don't have any answer to that.
Speculate.
It doesn't say why. You want me to speculate?
Yes.
They've been diminishing?
Yes.
Wow.
Like dropping off a cliff kind of diminishing.
Because,
like, over how many years did it take for it to go?
It's a drop off a cliff from 91 to 2001.
So over 10 years?
Over 10 years, big
sharply
drop.
Down.
And actually, most of that drop came in 4 years.
Hmm. So what happened there? I mean, now we are only talking about California.
I think it's less cool to drink and drive that they had the campaigns of...
So it was cool at one time?
Well, it was normal.
Hmm.
Driving home by Braille, that kind of thing.
Well, and wouldn't you think that cars are a lot safer nowadays?
This has nothing to do with this is arrests.
Oh. Well, I'm just talking about DUIs in general. Like, if
I don't think
the laws are stricter, do you think that cars are safer these days?
Yes, certainly they're safer. I don't know that you know, I don't know what
that
it is.
That doesn't
how would that
mean
affect
anything.
DUI?
Well, it doesn't mean anything in the fact of getting into an accident and hurting somebody else. But as far as crashing your car is concerned, you're a lot less likely to do damage to yourself and your car, right, nowadays.
I see where you're coming from, but that wouldn't necessarily affect
Right, well,
over.
If you kill somebody, whether you're drunk or tired or sober, like, that's a law.
Yeah.
That exists.
855 450-FREE. Maybe you've had a DUI or two or four, and you can tell us what it was like for you. How did it help you? Because that's the proposal, right? Is that, oh, well, we're enforcing these laws on people to help them. We want people to be better. We want them to not drink and drive. So we're going to punish you. We're going to put you in jail for a little while. We're then going to let you out. We're going to scare you with some criminal charges. You'll take a plea deal. You'll do a year's probation. You'll pay a bunch of money into the system. And after all said and done, you're thousands of dollars poorer. You may have lost your job because you got arrested one night. Maybe you didn't make it to work the next morning. Maybe that was the final straw or whatever, and, you know, there's zero tolerance. You got fired, or maybe they don't want to deal with somebody who's known for being a DUI offender. You've lost your job. You've lost thousands of dollars. How is that making people's lives better? I'd love to hear from you.
I guess the idea is that it's diminishing the number of DUIs on the road, drunks on the road. I don't know. I mean, there's fewer DUI arrests.
You see some statistics from California, but we don't know what the reasons are.
No, we don't know. We don't know any of those things. It's difficult to say. I think it's an interesting proposal that gives sort of these restrictions that seems like it would make drunk drivers less dangerous.
If you were drunk and you knew you could legally drive home, so long as you just did it slowly, would that make it less likely that you'd be some crazy drunk madman?
Well, I think some people, one of the problems with being drunk is it lowers inhibitions, right? And that some people just like, yeah, and they stick their foot in it, and we're going to drive this thing like I stole it. I remember being in a car with a gal who'd had too much to drink, and she thought it'd be funny to bump our friend who was, his car ahead of us with her car's, bumper while driving.
How fast were you going at that time?
It wasn't 40 miles an hour, 50, something like that.
855.
What's a great idea?
450-FREE, Bloomberg, and several crackdowns on your freedom. We'll talk about them coming up.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.